example, USDA chief economist Joe Glauber suggests that drought damage to the corn and soybean crops may turn out to be much worse than current numbers indicate. He says any new figures will have to wait until the next crop report on August 10th after USDA field surveys, but adds that it's clear the drought has spread. USDA has declared 1,300 counties in 29 states disaster areas, and the crops have deteriorated very rapidly, so much that
we've heard anecdotally, at least in some cases, that some farmers have chose just to chop the crop for silage.
Glauber has said that 49% of the corn crop and 50% of the soybean crop are in severe drought areas.
The area under drought in general has spread and intensified, and I know everyone who's been following the drought monitor and the crop conditions report has seen, you know, almost double-digit increases in some of these categories almost every week.
Glauber says the country's still not at 1988 drought levels, which cost U.S. agriculture $78 billion, but he adds that crop conditions are certainly trending that way. Many disaster programs like SURE expire with the current farm bill, but Glauber says the good news is there is pretty extensive crop insurance coverage. But for livestock producers now facing soaring feed costs, Glauber says unless they forward contracted purchases, they'll be stuck with higher prices. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.